You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Lindsay Blake.
Hey, hey.
I would like to tell you and everyone else, when someone offers you a special, mm-hmm. when it's a waiter or waitress, be very careful and ask for how much that special is going to be. Because when they talk about special, they're talking about the chef special. They're not talking about special pricing.
Okay, yeah. So I think from when you grew up with your dad and stuff, when they said special, it was like, then we got to get rid of this type of special, right? So it's
right.
discounted. Like,
yes.
The type of special. Like, that's how it's ingrained in your mind.
The clearance wrap.
Okay, special. That's a deal then.
When we went over to Kansas City on the Thanksgiving holiday,
yeah.
I paid $50 for a steak.
Oh, my God.
$50.
You did?
I want to tell you guys something. I have never paid that much money.
No way, you haven't.
For any kind of plate of food, even in like nice restaurants, for any kind of plate of food before in my life. And I will tell you that it was good.
Shocked.
It was good. Like it was, you know, I mean, it was a big steak.
But you're
it was a ribeye with some Brussels sprouts and risotto.
It doesn't matter how amazing it is.
Yeah.
The $50 thing is going to set you off. I think even $50 for you and Emily combined, that bill would upset you.
Yeah.
So this is. What did you do when you got
well
the bill?
Well over 100.
What did you do?
Well, I was like, wait a minute. I don't understand. I thought we got, and she got, there was another special, and it was scallops.
Well, that's always going to be. If you scallop,
well, that was $32.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine was $50.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, guys, I don't have that kind of, like, green on me.
I don't know. Did the restaurant find out that a Springfield radio DJ was dining there and thought, all right, this guy's got money. He's got some money, so let's.
Boy, were they wrong. Here's exactly what my mind went to whenever that check came. I know a lot of you think that I'm frugal and like some of you really get angry at me. Like that guy's terrible. Like he doesn't. I like to go out to nice, but sometimes it makes you look like an ass. Like that. I feel like they made a fool of me. That's how terrible it is. So I'm.
They made a fool
check,
of you.
You know what I'm thinking? I just ate a Christmas tree.
Oh my God.
I just ate the price of a Christmas tree that I would get for 50% off after the holidays.
$50. I just thinking about other items.
Yes, I'm thinking about and I just ate $50 worth of a nice Christmas tree we could have put up in the basement next Christmas after the 50% off sale. And I just wasted it. Like, it was fine. Like, I'm not complaining that it was a bad steak, but it was, you know, nothing's $50 worth. It's almost kind of like listening to your dad complain about somebody making $32 million a year, an athlete, and they go, there's nobody good enough to make $32 million a year. And here's what I'm saying. There is no steak good enough to be $50.
You know what I'm thinking of right now? Poor Emily. I imagine that once you got that bill and paid for it, the complaining started and you did it the whole car ride back to the house. You did it that night in bed next to her the next morning when she's in the shower. I bet you just ran your mouth and complained.
No, actually, I wasn't as bad as you thought. I just said, hey, you're not going to get as many Christmas gifts this year because I had to spend that money on my steak.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.